And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight Kathy Feeman. He's the Exhibition and Project Coordinator for IU Northwest School of Arts. And she's going to talk a little bit about her background and everything, and also a special project coming up this summer with student and teacher recruitment. Kathy, welcome to Art of the Year Spotlight.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be with you today.
Well, briefly tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into your project at the School of Arts, which has been recently reorganized from separate entities kind of under one umbrella.
Right. Yes. Actually, I am an alumni of IU Northwest pre-School of the Arts. I graduated in 2015, and I actually got involved a little bit with recruitment while I was still a student. I'm doing some high school visits, you know, visits to art departments and things like that, doing presentations. And I will say that I grew up in the Chicago and then Northwest Indiana area, and I never knew about IU Northwest and did not know about the School of the Arts. So when I was introduced to the program, a friend of mine had gone back for her degree also. And this is when we were at Arts on Grant, just before the years prior to this new building. And I went to visit her one summer while she was working in her studio. And I got a taste of what was here. So this is just what, you know, I just call really a hidden gem. I mean, so many people don't know the program is here. And so now, yes, in 2018, shortly after we moved into the building, the School of the Arts was formed to encompass communication, fine arts, and performing arts all together. So yeah, it's a brand new thing, and there's a lot of momentum and a lot going on. But I, firsthand, knowing what program has to offer here, and our faculty, and now these resources are just so much better. So I'm an advocate. So we're looking to bring people in and expose them to what we have here.
So Kathy, you got your, when you were going for your degree, you already had an art practice. How did getting your degree and going through that whole process change? Did it change what you, the direction of your art?
Very much so. Right out of high school, I didn't really know very much about contemporary art, and I went to a commercial art school to be an illustrator just because I just didn't know what else to do. That seemed to make sense, but it came back around full circle after my kids were getting older and I started rethinking what is it I really want to do. And I realized after visiting here with my friend and going to some of the thesis critiques and hearing students and faculty talk about art that I really needed a fine arts education. And so, I really enjoyed the whole process. I think as an adult going back to school, I had a lot more appreciation for things that as an 18-year-old, I would have thought maybe a little mundane. But yeah, I just realized the importance of an education in being an artist, not just your studio practice, but understanding about art history and having a wider scope of art world and how I might want to participate in that and the conversation that I have with it. So I didn't see that as a young person, but I did see that coming back. So I think it really enabled me to look at making art and look at collaboration in a whole different way.
Tell us a little bit about this program you have. Of course, the Arts and Science Building is brand new with great facilities, and we can talk about that later. But tell us about what you have coming up this summer that's for, I guess, teachers and students.
Yes. Well, specifically for art, it's not just art educators, but for high school educators, that was our primary focus, just as a way of connecting and building relationships with educators in our region and that extending into Chicago as well. We're so close to Chicago. But we thought it would be really great to open up our facilities in the summertime. Currently, the School of the Arts, it's pretty empty. There's a few studio classes that happen in summer, but summer school sessions are really compacted, so it doesn't work for everything. So we have these great facilities. They're quiet, and we thought it'd be great to open that up for educators who want to do either a creative research, maybe any performing art educators want to come in and do something experimental, or just open it up to possibilities. And then, you know, we have this broadcasting studio here as well, which is now expanding to include video. So there's the possibility of podcasting or using those resources.
How many educators are you able to host? And is there a second residency already in the works?
Yes. Well, this is a pilot program. So we thought for this first year, we were going to cap it at 10. Now, officially, the registration or the application process is closed for this year, but we have 5 educators who are all fine arts this year, which is understandable. It seems like the most obvious use of our space. But we were going to accept up to 10. If there is somebody who hears this who wants to put in an application, they can contact me. That is at IUNSOA@iu.edu. The residencies are going to start in July, and they're 2 weeks, and it's flexible. The time frame is flexible, so residents can schedule when they're going to be here. The building is open 7 days a week, so the facilities are open to really pretty much any schedule. It's 9 p.m. most days. So we are planning to do this again next year. I'm sure that we'll get feedback and maybe expand on that a little bit next year, and hopefully to get some communication and performing arts educators in.
Kathy Feeman, for Exhibition and Project Coordinator for IU Northwest School of Fine Arts. Thank you so much for being on Art of the Year Spotlight.
Thank you. Thank you both.